Waking up has never felt so good.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast. Bendigo Triple
M. They don't sing that at the nightclubs. They say, my Corona.
Of course they do. With lemon.
22
or lime.
This is a great thing.
Oh, yeah. It's back on our telly after 20 years. Used to be on the ABC. It's now on 9. You can watch it actually tonight at 8:40. It's got the same quirkiness, the same humour, and a lot of the original cast members, including Aussie actor John Howard.
Does he like John Howard like a Corona? Do you like a Corona, John?
No, it's a bit light for me.
You'd be a red wine drinker, John, am I right?
No, you're not wrong there.
You and Kyla get on well, mate.
I can see it in your eyes. Hey, John.
Oh, can you?
What's it like?
You're amazing for a person on radio that you can see my eyes. I'm very impressed.
She's an amazing girl. She can do lots of things,
well,
mate.
I'm just going on the image in my head of you from watching you on the telly last Tuesday night and looking forward to watching you again tonight. What's it like being back with the band?
Oh, Kylie, it's just fantastic. It was my favourite show in the first place all those years back. And as you say, Deb Cox invented the show in the first place, and she's writing this for us now. And it's got the same vibe. It's the same little seaside town, and the same kinds of people who are all putting their foot in their mouth and getting in the way of each other. And that's really how it operates, I guess.
John, it's not rocket science in a way. I mean, Aussies love shows like this that are around a little community with a bit of gossip and some characters and everything else. We go back to a country practice, many of those shows. If you get it right, you've really got some longevity, haven't you?
Yeah, I think so. And also, I think, as you say, it's not rocket surgery. I think a lot of people miss that sense of community. I don't know about Bendigo, but a lot of it kind of exists on the worldwide interweb, as I like to call it. And we're kind of busy, and we don't really have that sense of community like you get in a sea change or what have you. And I think although the people are constantly running into each other and having problems with each other, the bottom line is that they all belong to that community, and they need to, and they love each other.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be interesting to see, because I remember, John, with the first Sea Change series, 20 years ago, that it actually started a trend with a lot of people getting out of the city and either moving to coastal towns or to small towns doing a tree change. So it'll be interesting to see if your show this time round has that same sort of effect.
Yeah, I think, well, it's been a popular thing for people to do, and the good thing about being on the net these days is that a lot of people can work around the world through the internet, so that makes it possible for a lot of people. I know Bendigo's thriving, as it always has, but there are a lot of towns in Australia that aren't thriving and that need people to go there and revive their communities. So if that happens, that's wonderful.
John, not only Sea Change, it'll take you back to the club. What a show that was. Mate, do you...
Oh, thank you, mate. And the Pies are up there in the finals. Thank you very much
for
that.
I was going to ask you, are you actually a Collingwood supporter?
Yes, I am. And Bruce Beresford, who directed the club, didn't know that. And I was running around with a grin from ear to ear at Victoria Park. And he was saying, why are you so bloody happy? I never told him, though. I was born in Corowa, so on the Murray River.
Oh, yeah, and that's...
So the choice was Collingwood or eventually Collingwood North, North Melbourne.
That's a nice part of town, Corowa. I know it very well because I visit Yarrawonga quite frequently. Now, just actually on that, what's it like doing the show now up in Brunswick Heads, New South Wales, compared to Barwon Heads, where you did it 20 years ago?
Yeah, well, it was great to do it on the Bellarine, but, of course, the Bellarine's been developed. When we did the show last time... the Bob Jelly's real estate agency was at St Leonard's. The guy had he wore a cardigan and was hardly selling any real estate. And his wife kept saying, "For Christ's sake, get him out of that bloody cardigan!" And by the time we finished, he had two people working for him, and he was selling lots of real estate. So we couldn't shoot it down there. And Deb, who lives in Byron Bay, always wanted to shoot it around the northern rivers of New South Wales. So basically Brunswick Heads, Mullumbimby, Billy Nudgell, they're all perfect for the show.
Yeah, totally. And just quickly, Bob Jelly, that's your character. Are you going to become a good man? Because you're still a little naughty. You've been in jail. You've just got out, but you're trying to get that bloody money that's in the ocean. You're not having much luck.
You're addicted to this show.
Are you going to turn...
Kylie, it gets worse.
Oh, no.
It gets worse. And tonight in particular... All I can say is that Bob is taken down to his ultimate zenith.
Rightio.
Not even with clothes. And, of course, Heather won't let him into either the ex-Bob Jelly realty.
Oh, no. So, basically, you're going to be naked and you're going to be stuffed.
That's one way of putting it.
His lovely friend from the prison, Rocco, comes to visit him to see what's happened to the money, and we all know that Bob hasn't got it. So it gets very, very interesting.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, look, thanks so much for taking the time out to have a chat to us. John Howard, aka Mr. Bob Jelly from Sea Change, back tonight, 8:40, Channel 9. Great work.
Thanks, Johnny.
See you guys. Lovely to talk to you.
Wake up with your mates.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5.
Triple M.